tonight. Licking my baby, she's looking so right. Surely come take a seat and want in your company. Your presence really exciting. Tonight is the night. Licking my baby, she's looking so right. Surely come take a seat, want in your company. Your presence really exciting.
Welcome to a new episode of JM Live. First, I want to say Happy New Year. It's good to be in the presence of a new year, 2022, 22 years in the new millennium. It's just two things that's been on my mind that I want to focus on and talk about to begin this year that I think I see an issue with on social media. And those two things are kind of controlling your expectations and also controlling your mental. So what I mean by that, when it comes to expectations, I think social media has everyone living in this fantasy world where they think they got control over so much just because of some of the things they may see or some of the conversations they may have on social media, and they think some of that stuff might be realistic, but really it's not. It's just social media. So when I say expectations, you need to control your expectations. And the things I'm talking about is things that happen in the real world. Like Thanos, I say, is the great Thanos in the Marvel universe. Reality is often disappointing because we get so attached to the things that we see on social media, and we think we can have those things, but in reality we can't. And one thing in particular I want to talk about is relationships. We need to get our expectations in check. This goes for men and women, you know, because we want everything to fit our narrative. We want so many things to go the way we want to go. We want people to react to the things we react to, how we react to them. But you can't do that. When you're dealing with other people, you only can control so much. You know? So when I say get your expectations in check, you can't have someone who's in your mind that's almost perfect, and you can't even be the perfect person yourself. What you're asking for is somebody that's nearly perfected. But when you look in the mirror, are you a perfect person? So like I said, control your expectations. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a certain criteria to the person you want. But having on these guidelines, you gotta be this, you gotta be that, it's disappointing, you know, to say the least. Because when you're in the presence of somebody and they make you feel a certain type of way, and they got some of the key characteristics that you like, just go from there and see where it goes. Don't put all these stigmas and guidelines and rules and regulations on somebody that you just met. You know? Just go with the flow and see how it goes. Again, that person is somebody that, you know, kind of aligns with your way of your views on life. And they're kind of like your taste and your type of person that you would go for. They just go with the flow. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't make a criteria off the bat. Oh, they have to be have a 4.0 GPA. They have to be 6'3", or they have to have long hair or green eyes. If you're around that person, they make you feel a certain type of way. Those natural, you know, emotions, let natural emotions take its place. don't try to put all these stigmas on things and make everything so perfect, because you will never have a perfect human being, because you're not even perfect yourself. Some of the things you're asking for, you can't even give to that person. So we gotta stop doing that. You know, it's just not fair. Then you're only cheating yourself, because you're missing out on the on these great people, because you let your own way of life or ego get the best of you. Let social media get the best of you, instead of letting those natural vibrations take place, natural feelings, natural emotions take place. You don't want to. There's nothing wrong with, you know, you getting to know a person and it doesn't go the way you want it to go. It's okay, that's life. But you gotta keep rolling. I'm not saying just keep on, you know, talking to this person on the next. But when you genuinely is around a person that kind of aligns with, like, the type of person you want, just go with the flow. None of these extracurricular or extraordinary type of criteria that, or type of motives that come out of nowhere, that come from social media, that don't even make sense. Oh, you gotta be this, you gotta be that. No, you can't do that, because if you do, then it's just gonna fail anyway, because it's not real. Realness always comes from emotions and presence, and how you feel about the person when you're around them. You know, that's how it should be. And also, so another thing I want to talk about real quick is taking control of your mental. You know, the brain is a powerful thing that a lot of people don't understand that, you know. You got to take control of your life. You really have to. Your emotions, stop reacting to every small, minute thing in life. Control your emotions. Things will never be perfect. You gotta understand that. If you so everybody want to be in their feelings and be depressed, but you gotta understand it's the yin and the yang. There's good and the bad. If you know there's a term that is good, it's also something that has to be bad. So that it couldn't be good if there was no bad. You can enjoy the good things in life if you never went through the storm and rain. So you gotta just understand that there's good days and bad days, but appreciate those good days, because things can always be worse. Really enjoy those good days. Don't take them for granted, and try to make every day a good day, and let the bad days be bad days. Don't try to make something out of nothing and you just making a normal day go bad because your feelings. Take everything for what it is. I promise you, life will be so much better. You just mind yours. Concentrate on yours. Concentrate what you got going on. Don't let outside entities and people dictate your emotions, because you can't control people. That's one thing I just want to keep honing in on. You can't control people. You only can control yourself and what you believe. So you can always get mad at how another person is reacting to things or acting towards things. Control what you can control. Let's have a good 2022. It's been fun. Glad to do another quick podcast. It's always good to jump on the mic and get some of these things out, you know. It's like venting sometimes. But anyway, JM Live is out, and hopefully I won't take too long to make another one. I'm out.